Satnam, everybody. Okay, that stopped the echo. So today is April 2nd, 2013, and we were just saying that Sri Singh Sab, our master teacher's energy just came in. We were chatting about the changes coming, that we're feeling the changes, and today's topic is Aries, six planets in Aries. Seven planets in Aries during this period of time, and we've moved out of the seven planets in Pisces to the seven planets in Aries interface, and the theme is fire, and what are we using our fire energy for? So, in this time of ascension, the fire is rocket fuel, booster fuel for the soul. So the theme for the call for this time period is, Houston, we have liftoff. So just feel that whatever intensity you feel, that it's booster fuel to lift your soul into what we've been working with, the higher frequencies, the higher dimensions, where there really are new rules and new ways of being. And I know we were talking about some of the thought forms before we started recording the call, such as releasing the belief that as a world, as beings, that we have to learn through suffering, and having the beautiful prayers and intentionality to release ourselves from having to learn through suffering, but also to release the children who are the innocent ones and seeing them elevated to the level of kings and queens, which I thought was so beautiful. So thank you for sharing that. Such a beautiful contribution. So yeah, so today the astrology is how to light the fire of your soul, using all this fire energy as booster fuel. So what the question that we're living in, so to speak, that the paradigm that we're living in is what is the fire that lights the soul, that gets us into ignition, that burns away the dross, burns away the karmic pain of suffering. So karma is just patterns that we keep repeating over and over that cause our soul to be stuck in a certain position. When we think about the soul, think about energy being fluid and flowing, and it just keeps expanding. So when I felt our teacher come in, I felt this golden light just starting to flood my being. And that's an example of feeling the light of your soul. And the reason this period of time is so pivotal is because it's a period of time where, as souls, we get to individuate and be in the power of who we really are, our soul identity rather than our ego identity, because the world is catered to, the 3D world we're coming out of, the Piscean age, has catered to people who developed their individuality, but they developed it to serve, so to speak, to serve the God of 3D, to use a word, to serve the illusion of only the lower dimensions. And we've been talking about the conditioned being as opposed to the liberated soul. And the conditioned being, the 3D culture that we've lived under, has trained people to work for the gratification of what they see around them. So to speak, to work for the gratification of the sensory system. So yes, we have a beautiful sensory system so we can experience the world around us, but not so that we're trapped by it and work for that only, but that we can experience something that liberates us from the karmic patterns that we've gotten in, people have gotten into lifetime after lifetime, working for that which basically binds them rather than liberates them. So this window, this period of time, we talked about the spring equinox, and now over the weekend we've had Easter, we've had the resurrection, the ascension, same word. where we've been lifted off the cross of the suffering, of the illusion that working for 3D is something that's going to actually bring us the satisfaction of the soul. So usually we think of satisfaction as, you know, I'm hungry, let me eat, I'm satisfied. We think of, we've been trained in 3D to think of satisfaction as a temporary state of being because there's constantly other things that need to be satisfied. So, we, you know, it's constantly, there's a constant running after culturally. I'm talking about the conditioning of the culture that we're coming out of things that aren't going to create that, so to speak, permanent satisfaction. So this, all these planets in Aries and this window of time, this fire energy, this concentrated fire energy, is for liftoff, is to be used for booster fuel, to activate that which is beyond the grasp of the karmic plane of experience. To activate that which is beyond the grasp of the karmic plane of experience. And those are actually, Yogi Bhajan is prompting me a little bit here. So just breathe in and feel that booster feeling. You can even breathe in and pull a slight mole bond as we talk. And there's a flame, it's like a blue flame that's coming through right now that you can just, you can use that. And you can use that blue flame this week to continue to burn off any dross. So if you start to feel, you know, heavy and tired and depressed, and, you know, I've kind of been feeling sort of tired this last week. We were all asking each other how the week was. And it was, yeah, it was a little bit of a burning off a lot of dross for me. And I had mentioned, because we've been doing the clearings on our childhood that Yogi Bhajan gave us, and that I had some spontaneous awakenings beyond time and space. We're in the now moment, just in the presence. It's almost like I was just gliding through from a higher dimension as if I was observing my childhood, but things that I needed to integrate on the human level so I could feel certain feelings in my human incarnation so that I wasn't bound down by the karmic pattern of feeling unloved, which is basically how it showed up. So I was going through some experiences of actually feeling as if I was experiencing it, and I did experience it as real, like in the dream time, as they say, where my father was holding me when I was a baby, because he was gone working my whole childhood. Had his own business, so he was working very hard to support the family, 4 kids, lots of expenses. So I was experiencing just his pure love holding me as a baby. I was going through stages and sitting on his lap as a little girl and him telling me that he loved me, you know, the kind of like daddy's little girl thing, and just really being there for me in a way that I hadn't experienced. And I just glided through the experience. And it was felt like a very smooth transition. And I am feeling a lot lighter, and my heart is feeling more connected, yeah, lighter, like a heaviness kind of lifted. So those weren't experiences that I was like in my mind thinking, you know, okay, make this happen. It's just in my meditation it arose. So that's an example of the booster fuel, the fire energy, of whatever needs to be burned through that's coming out of the subconscious or wherever it's not healed, so to speak, or something that's causing a karmic pattern, then this is an example of just allowing this fire energy to burn through that, to burn through the dross of that which is of a lower frequency, so that you can feel the golden rays, the light coming through your soul. It's a time for really individuation of your soul. So spirit wants us to be here to have our individual experiences and then to bring the wisdom, that power, that knowledge to the higher dimensions, the sixth dimension, sacred geometry. So we actually, when we meet with these higher frequencies, that we meet on level playing fields, so to speak, so that we actually can experience the power of co-creation with these divine beings that have gone beyond, that aren't bound down by karmic responses. So you can feel the fire burning through. You start with feeling your first chakra and then feel the blue flame coming up through your chakras this week. So as we do the Adsuch meditation in a little bit, Yogi Bhajan's suggesting and offering that we can use that blue flame. And he's saying we can burn through some patterns. We don't even have to remember them or know them, but he's continuing during this last period of time to really help us burn off some residual patterns that we don't need anymore. So this is really, really beautiful frequencies that we're getting during this pivotal period of time, during the spring equinox, the Easter ascension, and on into all this Aries energy, and then we'll later on ground it into the Earth more when we move into Taurus. But right now we've also got next Wednesday, we've got the new moon in Aries. So this period of time, this week especially, think about like as if you're cooking and you're making like a birthday cake for someone. What do you need to do to, you've got the ingredients, the flour, the water, the eggs or egg replacement, whatever you make your cake with, sugar, brown sugar, honey, stevia. And without baking the cake in the oven, without adding the fire element, you just have this sort of amorphous soup. But once you add the fire, now you actually have a form. So it's the same thing with formulating our souls, individuating our souls, because this has not been the focus of 3D. The focus of how we've been conditioned as a culture is to basically work for that which doesn't really light up the fire of our soul. So you can think this week about what really lights you up, what really takes you to the next level, what really expands you. And remember, this is an individuation process. That's what Aries is. So creator being, spirit, universal energies, wants us to really feel into who we are as a unique soul, and then that's where out of that energy we can create our unique contribution. So it's not about merging into the infinite and losing ourselves. It's about really feeling fully into who we really are as a unique being, because everybody's totally unique. Even journal about it. What makes me unique is, Yogi Bhajan is suggesting, write down on your notebook that you journal in, what makes me a unique being is, and just brainstorm about it so you can start to really embrace that which is the power of your own expression, and then you can bring the fire of your own expression into the world more. So it's more like an explosion, like a soul explosion rather than a 3D contraction. And that takes us through the stages of spiritual development into the Satpad. So we've got Sarmpad, Karmpad, and that just means stages or period. Pad is like period. Shaktipad, Sahajpad, and Satpad. So we've really got a lot of Shaktipad collective energy for us to help the collective breakthrough too, because Sarmpad is just people waking up and noticing that there's something that can take them out of their suffering, basically. There's got to be a better way than just okay, I'm just working and I'm just, I got all these things and then I still ended up like getting divorced and getting sued and, you know, like all these earthly problems that, you know, we have, people have, the collective has. So that's when people start searching and saying there's got to be a better way. So that's the first step to being on a spiritual path, connecting with spirit, connecting with our own soul. So there's a lot of people that are waking up and realizing that connecting with their own souls, connecting with another, there is another way. So there's a lot of that going on. And then Karmapod, that's what we're doing right now on the phone call. We have been doing, especially the, well, all the phone calls, but the last few where we work on our issues so we can release the issues that bind us to moving into that expanded state of connection with spirit where we don't feel contracted and we don't feel the pain and the suffering, but we feel the expansion. So that's Karmapod. And then the Shaktipod is where we feel that really the clash of the karma with that which will take us from emotion to devotion. So the karma, the Shaktipod is the third stage, and it actually relates to the fire element. So you need the fire, the booster fuel, the Aries, you need the fire element to boost you, and we need it collectively to boost us into the Sahajpod. And that's the stage of ease, balance, grace, where we really feel like we're flowing and we're connected with our soul, connected with spirit, and we're able to listen and hear and get divine direction. So once we can move into listening and we got the, enough of the karma out of the way and we can get divine direction, now there's more of an ease and a grace. So this is, we're trying to get more of a majority, more of a higher proportion, bring this frequency of Sahajpod, of listening and flowing with spirit more onto the planet. That's what we're moving into in the Aquarian Age. We're just at the beginning of that. And then Satpod, and that's where you're more consolidated of really living vibrationally in that frequency of union with the divine all the time. So there's not so much fluctuation. Things are, so in other words, it's reversed where our senses make us feel constant fluctuations like, oh, now I'm in a good mood, now I feel depressed. So now this happened, now that affected me that way. We're still going to feel things and be affected by things, but we'll maintain that frequency of consciousness, that truth will be vibrating in the frequency of truth. So the infinite is going to be more of our, so to speak, base level or high level vibrational stability point. So it's really more of a stability of divinity. It's a stability of divinity with the infinite, and that's Satpod. So with the booster fuel of all the Aries to get us through to the connection with our soul as more of a factor of stability so that we can know that as we move from emotion to devotion, which means that we're serving our soul and we're serving the truth, the Sat, the highest level of divinity, because we're listening and we're aligning and we're co-creating through the sixth dimension. What I was getting earlier when I was meditating on the call was, as you serve your soul, you serve the whole. So that's kind of a fun little expression to think about this week. As you serve your soul, you serve the whole. So when we start serving our soul, we're connected with spirit, and then that just allows more spirit to be available to more people on the planet. And we're raising the frequency of the planet for others and holding that space for others to go through these stages of spiritual development just from being around us or whatever classes we're teaching or whatever questions we're asking, however that shows up. And we're also remembering that the fire energy is also the third chakra. So fire energy is that which animates us. So think about your individuation of your soul. So spirit's a everything. I'm using the words this way, and then soul is your individuation, that which connects the spirit. But think of about that which animates you, that which allows you to feel more expressive, that which allows you to feel powerful, a powerful divine being, that which makes you feel good about yourself, from low self-esteem to feeling good about yourself, that which makes you feel excited. So it could be listening to chanting, it could be chanting, it could be painting divine paintings, it could be serving food to homeless people, it could be anything. So just think about those feelings and move into breathing with those feelings. And then again, so the homework for this week would be to write down on a piece of paper on your journal what makes me unique, what makes my soul unique, and you can write down those words if you like. What makes me feel animated, expressive, powerful, good about myself, what thrills me, what expands me. So write those words down, and then also we're chanting. You can continue the other chants we've been working with, but the chant that this week is odd such. And odd is the primal beginning, and such is that which expands us into the truth of our whole being. So this is a chant that Guru Nanak gave us, the first Sikh guru. So we've got the power of the one. He represents the oneness, the power of the unity with the divine, the odd such, jagat such, heavy such. Nanak kahosi bisich. Nanak says it will always be true. So we're talking about the satpad. What holds us in that frequency of the power of the truth of divinity? Okay, so here we go.
You can't Thank you.
Waheguru. Wow, that was powerful. I could really feel the golden light come through soul activation. That was a real booster fuel soul activation. Wow, this has been a great session today. Would anybody like to share for the last few minutes?
I agree. It was very powerful because I feel my third eye pulsing.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. Wow, I can feel that. Beautiful. Sat pod. When you feel your third eye pulsing, you're in sat pod. The truth.
Sat pod, that's good. It's like shakti pod.
After shakti pod. So there's five stages in sat pods when you're in the stage of vibrating with the truth, rather than, you know, the lower dimensions, which we're experiencing.
Beautiful.
But
thank
we don't
you.
Want to be vibrating with. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else like to share?
I just feel that every time we were saying the Waheguru, I just felt like ripples across the water just coming through my entire physical realm. You know, I could just really sense that. Just wow, it was just really powerful. Just like you were saying, it's just like it's just yeah, just being really penetrating.
Mhm. Yeah. Nice.
And I feel the same thing with the Waheguru. I feel it vibrating all over me.
Yeah. Waves
rippling.
Yeah. Excellent.
Still, actually, still doing it.
I'm still feeling it too. It's just the end of that 11-minute chant, but I'm still feeling it. So, if you don't have Sat Kartar's version, you can just chant Obsuch yourself, or choose another version. If you want to do that this week, but that's recommended to burn off the karma for the booster, the rocket ride, right? That and the journaling. What makes me unique is...
Mm-hmm.
We tune into what you feel excited about. Like I said, as we all know, everybody's really different, but I think we're sort of for me, I experience it, we're kind of culturally trained to like think of like spirits just like light and, you know, sort of going to the abstract. So the individuation of your soul is bringing the abstract into the concrete. This is about bringing something into form, like I said, you know, the example of baking the cake, bringing something into a more consolidated form. That's what our suggestion, opportunity, assignment is for this week, which I think is pretty exciting. I like our homework assignments.
I do too.
Yeah. Oh, good, great. Okay, everybody, anybody else want to share anything before we Waheguru and on to our next breath?
Just one more thing quick. I just have to share that last night I drew the, from the Archangel Michael Oracle cards, honor and trust your feelings. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Just from emotion to devotion. Yeah, just exactly what you were talking about. So, that was perfect.
Perfect.
Thanks for sharing that, Sharon. Well, it's great being with everybody, and I'm going to be with you in spirit. And I will be on this phone call next week, and I'm sure I'll be talking to some of you during the week. So,
yes.
So have a great golden breath, many of them. And with each breath, bring into the rainbow golden light I saw coming into our souls with the Master. And he'll say, Hedis is telling us, when you breathe in, if you feel that, like he's saying, you can feel it like streams of golden rain coming in with your breath, activating your soul frequency in your body, that he'll be with us in our light bodies through our breathing. So he's saying he's going to give us special attention this week.
Wow. I already feel unique.
Oh, wonderful. I love it. Good. Okay, so I'll look forward to hearing more about everybody's uniqueness next week. So have your journals ready. How about that for motivation? Uniqueness sharing, you know? Show and tell next week. You can draw pictures, too. Okay.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.